Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Literature Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I have an amazing guest, an emerging and upcoming author, who's really telling a tale that I think is very important. Going to school, going back to school is huge. And starting a new school is even bigger when it comes to our kids. And being able to have not only a support system, but also a book to help explain the situation, but also being able to really talk about this and put some words to the situation, because it can be overwhelming, and so taking the guesswork out of it. So joining me live in studio on Literature Life Perspectives is David Velosin. David is an up-and-coming, emerging new author, author of A Desk to Lean On, as well as a financial services technologist. David, great to have you in the studio. How are you doing?
Good, Ashley. I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm just glad to have you here. It's going to be awesome because I love your book. I read it a couple times, and it's so great for right now, and it's so important, especially when kids are going back to school.
Well, absolutely. You know, this is the time of year when kids are starting new schools, going back to school. It's a very exciting but also a very hectic time for sure.
It definitely is, and I think that with kids, it's hard, because you're trying to, deal with the stress, but I also think, from a parental perspective, it can be stressful, too, in trying to figure out how to align, but also how to, create that positive energy is really important, too.
Absolutely. Kids are nervous, but parents are also nervous, too, but they have to be there for their children. It's definitely just as stressful in many ways and in different ways for parents.
I totally agree with you. So let's talk about this. So this is your first book. I love it. A Desk to Lean On. So tell me a bit more about, your origin and where this concept came from.
Right. So when I wrote this book, I am married with an only daughter. Her name is Grace. She is the inspiration of this book. And while I was writing it, Grace was preparing to go to a new school. And, of course, she was a bit nervous about it. And so I thought that would be a very interesting story. I know it's a common theme with regards to parents in general and kids just, getting ready for the new school year and all the preparations that have to go with it. And I thought I would just, I wanted to create a book that actually tells, my daughter's story. How she
I like that. I like that. And I like the concept, in the beginning, where, she's super cute, by the way, with, the stuffed animals on the bed and what have you. And she, gets up and sees you in the kitchen. And then it's she's still in her pajamas, which is also super cute. And then how you call her Boo Boo Bear. So is that her real nickname?
Oh, absolutely. I have always been calling her Boo Boo Bear, even when she was an infant. So I still call her that today. And she loves it. She loves it. But yes, I definitely call her Boo Boo Bear. And that's also how I came up with the name of the publishing for the book, Boo Boo Bear Publishing. So that, that's a name I've been giving her for quite some time now.
I love that. And then, so she's getting ready, and now it's interesting too, because now she's having to go to a new school, and she has this stress and this anxiety from it, this fear, and I think this is really important for a lot of kids right now, because a lot of people are moving, parents are having to move because of career changes, maybe they're moving from different areas of the country, or maybe not making a huge move, but a move that's necessary where the children are having to change schools. So let's talk a little bit about that topic, because that can be really overwhelming and stressful in and of itself.
Absolutely, because there's so many unknowns. I mean, especially with the going to a new school, you don't know anybody, you don't know the teachers, you may not have any friends yet at this new school, so the unknowns can be worrisome enough for a child. As a parent, you help your child through that.
And so what are some of the things that you think are really important for parents to do in this situation, you know, how to encourage their children and then how to open that line of communication. What are some of your thoughts on that?
Well, I would suggest the, you know, listen to them. No matter what their age is, even if they're really young and they're maybe going into pre-K or kindergarten, let them express their feelings in however they wish. And just for the parents to just be there for them. You know, don't try to force out how they're feeling. Let them voluntarily express it. I'm sure as a parent, and I know that happened with me, you can actually tell when the child is getting nervous and they're not saying anything. You know, I did not pressure Grace to tell me what's wrong, what's happening. You know, as a parent, I could figure it out that we're getting close to that school year. She's nervous. It's a new school. And I think it's just important for parents to just be there for their children and allow their children to express their feelings in whatever manner is comfortable for their child.
And I think that's super important, too, because I think the idea is sometimes we can't always solve it. Sometimes we can't always calm, you know, certain emotions. But I think just the idea of being open to and listening is very important. And in this book, that's what I find is so great, David, is because, you know, you're basically giving, you know, your daughter, Grace, the room to search for answers, the room to analyze her situation, and then, you know, to find avenues to solve her issues.
Agree, yes. And, you know, and as long as, you know, giving some empowerment to your child is also, you know, very important. Instead of trying to direct them and force them in a certain manner or have them be forced into a specific feeling, oh, you should feel like this, or you should feel excited, you should be brave about it. They may eventually get to it. They should eventually get to that, but let it happen in their own time. You don't force the feeling on them. Let it come out naturally. And if you let it come out naturally, your child will be, you know, more comfortable coming to talk to you about it. And, you know, just again, it's very important not to, you know, force the feelings or force the information out of your child. You know, they're already nervous enough. Let them express their feelings in however makes them feel comfortable.
I totally agree with you, David, because I think that right now, more than ever, I think all of us need to be able to be in an environment where we can express our feelings and not feel, you know, not feel unheard. And I think feeling heard alone, and I like how you said, too, it's you sometimes find yourself wanting to say, hey, it's going to be okay, you're going to love it, you know, you're eventually going to love it, you're going to find all these friends, but it's kind of good to take a step back and let them express their fear without trying to, you know, maybe sugarcoat it or change it in that moment.
Agree. And, you know, I think it's also important, you know, for parents to use their own experiences. You know, what was it like for them starting a new school or going into a new grade? That way their child can relate, you know, and it's not something that's unique to them. You know, as long, you know, especially if they're hearing stories from their own parents about, you know, how they got over their, you know, the courage to start the new school or start the new grade. I think if there's a good sense of relationship and discussion that can be had, you know, if the parent can bring up their own experiences.
I agree. And so that's interesting, too, because I didn't think about that. So did you ever experience this growing up, too, is changing schools or being in a new school? I mean, do you remember some of those feelings you had?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I went to a new school for elementary school, and then I went to another new school for high school. And of course, even getting older, the feelings are still somewhat the same. You're nervous. You don't know anybody. You don't know the teachers. And, you know, it just, there's a process. You know, and for me personally, it was more of, you know, getting involved in different activities. You know, for elementary school, going to play out on the playground. For high school, getting involved with different clubs, you know, and that helped get me to know people, get to know the teachers, and then make friends from there.
And so you've been through it yourself, so you know exactly how it was growing up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the fear is there, of course, and the nervousness, you know, and my parents were there for me. They helped me through it. You know, they shared their own experiences. So that for sure, that definitely helped me as a child.
Well, and I also like it, too, you know, in the book where, you know, Grace is sitting at her desk and she's leaning on her desk And she starts thinking about things. And I like the concept of the private investigator. I like how she becomes like the PI in this. And so is this part of Grace's, you know, mode of operandi? Does she like to wear the PI hat and start figuring things out as well?
Absolutely. I mean, whether it's, you know, she's looking for a toy, she uses a big, big, extra large magnifying glass, you know, and she uses that to scan the house, and she's, you know, looking for her toys, or she's joking around by looking for our dog. You know, it's like, you know, Grace is on the case, if you will, you know, and, you know, she likes to solve those kind of mysteries.
That's great. And I like how, you know, Grace is on the case, you know, in this book where Grace is trying to figure out, you know, how to get out of going to this new school, which is a great way. I like how there's kind of the juxtaposition on that. So she's trying to figure out her ways out by connecting with her friends and seeing if they have any information for her or any avenues to go down.
Right. And, you know, and what you find in the book is that her friends help her by bringing up stories of how Grace helped them, you know, and it kind of brings out the courage in Grace and the reminder that she helped other people, her friends are helping her, you know, she's not alone in it.
Mm-hmm. So she's not alone in the situation and how she came to their aid in multiple situations when they themselves were not feeling very confident or they themselves felt like a fish out of water.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. They had their own nervousness, and, you know, Grace was personable and excited to meet them and made them feel comfortable.
And I also like how, you know, the parent dynamic in the story, you know, lets Grace, you know, go on her investigative, you know, journalistic type experience by not trying to hamper her and stop her from seeing her friends or having that conversation.
Right. And, you know, in the book, you know, the father, you know, myself, you know, initially started to try to reassure her. Grace got upset, and then, you know, in the book, I took a step back and I let her drive, you know, the resolution, you know, try to find out the answer on her own, which obviously she eventually did.
And I like that, because that's the only way that children really learn, I think, and any of us really learn, is doing it on our own and figuring that out and experiencing that on our own. And so I like how, and I see that part too, where you basically step back and say, okay, you know, you were about to say, hey, everything's going to be fine. And then she doesn't really want to hear it. And you could have continued down that pathway, but you're like, okay, wait, I'm going to give her some space and then let her figure it out.
Absolutely. Correct. Definitely.
So I find it interesting, you know, how the story keeps on moving forward and how we have the interactions with Grace and her friends, the interaction not only the physical interaction as far as being in the home of her good friend that lives down the street, but then her other good friend who is not nearby, how they get on FaceTime or whatever and start chatting from two different places.
Right, right. And, you know, because that's... You know, the message I'm trying to give there, that there's other ways to communicate, of course. You know, there's the neighbor next door friend, and then there's the friend across town. You know, and that the support structure is there. It doesn't have to always be a physical presence of somebody in the house or, you know, a friend next door. There could also be a friend to talk on the phone, video chat, whatever you like.
I love that. I love that. So David and I have lots more to talk about when we return. We'll be talking more about the symbolism as well as the desk in the book, more about, you know, the back to school and what back to school means not only to the children but to parents and being able to navigate these situations as well as the importance of literacy. So we have a lot more coming up as well as David's nuggets of wisdom here at the top of the hour as well. So stay tuned. We have lots more coming up. Don't change the channel. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time, you know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have 2 daughters and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Joining me today is upcoming and emergency author David Belosin. David and I are talking about his first book, A Desk to Lean On. And right before the break, we were talking about how Grace, the main character in the book, is talking to her friends about trying to figure out, you know, basically how to get out of going to this new school and ways of getting around it. And so we were talking about how Grace had the next door neighbor friend who she was able to communicate with directly, but also how she had her other friend who she was able to communicate on FaceTime. And it's so great how we live in this technological world where we have these options. So, David, I thought it was great how you had that aspect in the book, too. So it wasn't necessarily you had to be in the same place, but you could still communicate with that person.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, I wanted to make the point that, you know, the support structure can come in multiple avenues. You have the physical presence next door. And then, of course, with all the technology today and the phone and the FaceTime, you know, there's other methods of communication. There's other methods of support.
Being able to acknowledge the fact that we have a support system, sometimes the support system is not local, And I think that's important because I think a lot of people are moving and doing different things, but you still want to stay connected with people. And I don't think that just because you can't see them doesn't mean that you can't still be connected with them.
Agree. And, you know, I think it's important that people do take advantage of that and take advantage of the technology side of it that allows for that level of communication to occur.
So with both of these friends in the book, you know, as Grace is really trying to get out of going to this new school, which I like that concept, you know, both of these kids, her peers, her friends, reveal to her, you know, that she has done things for them that have made her feel comfortable in their situations.
Right. You know, and I think, you know, when Grace is trying to solve, you know, her own difficulties by talking to her friends, she's able to be reminded of how she helped them in their situations. You know, the neighbor was new. Grace wanted to play with her and made her feel comfortable. The other friend was nervous to go into the pool, and, you know, she, you know, helped him get the courage to come into the swimming pool. You know, and so getting that level of feedback from her friends helped build out, you know, her courage and remind her that she helped others.
I like that. I like that. And I feel like that's so important nowadays, too, is to recognize. And I think that this book also helps, I think, kind of a self-esteem factor, too, because I think sometimes, you know, as we're growing up and even as adults, sometimes we don't realize the impact we have on other people. We don't realize, you know, the positive impact we might have on other people and how it's changed their lives.
Yeah, correct. I mean, it's just people need a lot of support. There's a lot of challenges in this world in general, you know, and any level of support that anybody can get is definitely appreciated on multiple levels.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you, and I think that this is really important. We have so much to talk about, and I don't want to get into the symbolism of the dust yet till our next segment, but, you know, I think also one of the other things that I like about it is that you're right. It's about looking at support from different angles and seeing, you know, kind of what support is. Like, for example, you in the book, obviously the father, you know, your wife, obviously the mother in that connection, but also seeing these other people in her life that are supportive as well.
Correct. You know, and that level of support is critical, you know, to help get over that nervousness and make the preparations for, you know, for example, going to a new school.
That's amazing. David, when we return, we have a lot to talk about, so don't change the channel, everybody that's listening to Live Your True Life Perspectives, because we have a lot to discuss. We still need to talk about not only the symbolism here, because there's a lot of symbolism in this book, and there's a lot of concepts about leaning on others and support and having people lean on you as well. And so this is something that connects not only us with our kids, but also it's something that we can all think about as a human. Also, later on, we want to talk about, you know, what back to school means for many of us, you know, whether it's our kids or ourselves as adults. And then the importance of literacy, but also the importance of support and what that looks like in a day-to-day basis. So don't change the channel. We have a lot more to talk about, as well as where you can find the book and how you can connect with David. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent...
USA News Update. Legendary The Price is Right game show host Bob Barker is dead at the age of 99. His longtime publicist said he died peacefully at his home Saturday morning. 4 days later, and there's still no proof that Russian mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin is dead. The leader of the Wagner Group reportedly died in a plane crash near Moscow on Wednesday night. Britain's Ministry of Defense said Saturday that while there's no definitive proof, it is highly likely that he's dead. Russian authorities say Prigozhin was listed as a passenger on the plane. Civil rights groups are in the nation's capital to mark the 60th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic march on Washington. Martin Luther King III said it's a continuation of his father's fight for civil rights.
We're coming together to say we must create the climate for America to move forward in a forward direction, not a backward direction.
75,000 people are taking part in the march and rally. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extend your life with Extendo Bite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Literature Live Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We've been talking to author David Velosin, and David's an up-and-coming emerging author of A Desk to Lean On, as well as financial services technologist, which I think is very interesting. So David has a lot of things going on, but I'm very interested in this book because I think that this book is amazing, but I think he also has a lot of ideas that he's coming up with as well. And so let's head back into the book real quick, David, because I really like the concept of we talked about how Grace had connected with her friends and, you know, had been trying to basically get out of going to this new school. And she ends up coming back and sitting at her desk and kind of leaning at her desk and looking out that bedroom window. And you and I had talked about before this interview kind of the sky in the window. And tell me more about, you know, the concept behind that and then kind of what your direction was with that, because I find that very interesting.
Sure. So the cover of the book and the same photo is actually in the book as well. As Grace looking out the window, leaning on her desk, I purposely made the sun shine more than the clouds. So as, you know, as Grace is trying to, you know, ponder how she's supposed to solve this issue of not wanting to go to the new school, she's looking out her window, the sun is shining. And I purposely used that symbol to override the clouds in the sky. And, of course, the desk itself is a symbol for this book. And as Grace finds out, you know, the desk is, you know, not needed, and she has friends and family to lean on.
I love that, because we see her throughout the, you know, throughout the book kind of leaning on this desk, and you know, it does have a lot of symbolism, because you're right, it's like she's leaning on the desk, but then she starts to realize that she can lean on other people.
Correct. And, you know, she learns that on her own. She's not pressured to be forced into that, and she just, with her own, you know, like Grace on the case, you know, she's trying to find it out, and she does find out. And, you know, and of course that desk, you know, is not needed from that perspective.
And I like the concept where she learns not only, to me it's like twofold. She learns that she can lean on other people, but she also, like, learns that, you know, other people are leaning on her. And I think that that kind of balances it as well. Like, you know, she's coming from a powerful position as well.
Absolutely. And even though she's, you know, a young girl with her friends who are similar to her age, you know, again, she's reminded of how she helped them. And she comes to find out that through those stories that her friends share with her and how Grace helped them, you know, she had, you know, she was personable. She reached out to them. She supported them. Her friends are supporting her. And that helped to build up her courage to start this new school.
And I like that, and I like the concept of her finding that on her own, and I think that that's so powerful, too, because I think when we learn our own, I don't know if it's a lesson, or our own life skills or what have you, it seems to be something that stays with us for the rest of our lives, and I think that that's what's so kind of empowering with your book, because I think that it's, you know, it's Grace solving her own issues and then seeing the truth.
Right, and you know, it's very important, you know, with Grace being, you know, as young as she is and being able to solve this on her own in her own time, you know, this is something that she could always reflect on, you know, as a memory. As she gets older, you know, she's starting high school, she's going off to college, or she's starting, you know, her first job. Now, these are memories that will help her to keep that courage going. Remember that she's gotten through various challenges throughout the year, you know, and as she gets older, it should certainly help and remind her of the strong person that she is and the courage that she has inside of her.
Very powerful, and I love this. So let's dig more into, you know, the concept of leaning in and support. You know, I think that, you know, we've all been through a lot in the last few years, and I feel like that support system is very important. And so what would be some advice that you would give, you know, parents about, you know, helping their kid to find their support system or being able to identify that support system?
So from my lessons learned, you know, I did not want to push Grace, number one, to either feel a certain way, or, you know, just tell her, oh, you'll be fine, don't worry about it. You know, I didn't want to go down that path, because, you know, she's not fine. She's right now, she was nervous, you know, and so, but I also wanted to, like, give her that leeway to find the answer on her own. And I think it's important as parents that, you know, giving their child time to help solve the issue, let them know that they're there to help if they need the help, you know, and being able to, you know, also, you know, give them, you know, some guidance on real life experiences that their own parents went through, and so that they can relate to it, they can, you know, take that in and process it however they wish, you know, and, you know, the child may still be nervous, but at least the parents have been able to give that level of support, give those memories that the parents went through to help get them through their own challenges.
That's really neat. Yeah, I like that. And I like the concept, too, of kind of looking back into our own childhoods and some of the things that we went through. Because I think sometimes as adults, we have a tendency of we don't remember some of the things we went through, or we don't go back and actually think about our own experiences. And also maybe some of us have judged our experiences a little bit in a negative way where we don't really want to talk about it as well. But we don't realize the value of how, you know, explaining and presenting those experiences could have on our children.
Exactly. And, you know, if you're able to get to your, you know, I'll call it your child's level, no matter what age they are, especially if they're younger kids, you know, giving them, you know, examples that they can process, that they can relate to, if a parent can step out of the adult mindset and bring in, you know, their own events in life that their child can relate to, I think it's very important. It shows that, you know, the child is not alone in this and that their parents can certainly help and guide.
I like that. And you were able to also, you know, be able to channel your inner child as well and go back to some of those things that happened as a kid for you. And I think that was helpful, too, in understanding, you know, the importance of that, too, because, you know, I think that sometimes when we are, older, I don't know how to really say that because I don't really think age is really that relevant, but, you know, it's almost like we kind of disconnect from, you know, those types of things, but it would be like starting, you know, a totally new job, you know, in a new place and not knowing anybody. You know, it might not be that extreme, but at the same time, we all have to go through those experiences, and not know what to expect.
Right. I mean, a lot of things are just unknown. You know, what's the next day going to be like? There's certain things that are unknown. You know, there's a lot of things that need to be, you know, solved and, you know, to allow the day to continue. You just need to be able to, you know, properly prepare, and have that courage and knowing that you are a person, no matter your age, that, you know, can get that done. You know, you can overcome that challenge.
And allowing them to solve it, too, I think is so important because I think sometimes, you know, I think it's a normal, natural response from a parent to want to solve the problem for a child, to want to make things easier, which we all want to make things easier. But I think sometimes there's just this need for them to really solve their own feelings or at least be able to explore those feelings in their own way, in their own time.
Exactly, you know, and I purposely held myself back. I so badly wanted to just help Grace solve the problem, not be nervous. But then again, as an adult telling my child, oh, don't be nervous, you'll be fine. You know, that's not the best, to me at least, that was not the best approach to take. You know, I wanted to give her that level of freedom to, you know, talk to other people, figure it out on her own. And if she was still struggling, of course, I would be there to support her and provide her, you know, hopefully good guidance on, you know, making that preparation for the new school.
I like that. So let's talk about, too, the concept of what back to school means. What does it mean for the parents, you think, David?
I think for back to school for the parents, you know, it's it can be hectic. You know, and then, you know, just getting the kids ready for their new school year. I mean, whether it's a new school or just moving up to the next grade, there is some level of prep on the parent side, making sure that they have everything their child needs for day one. You know, I think it's just important that as the parents are going through that preparations, that they keep their stress level down. Because if the parents are getting stressed, then the child is getting stressed, you know, and if the child could be stressed enough with getting nervous for the new school year anyway. So if the parents are able to keep a solid ground, you know, and just, you know, be very proactive of getting things ready, calmly, doing it not last minute, you know, they giving themselves advanced time to make that level of preparation. As long as the parents can try to keep their own stress level down with the new school year, that should hopefully help out their child as well.
I like that. And you know, it's important because you're right. They're going to see and they're going to pick up on that. They're going to feel that stress. And it can be challenging because I know that many of us, you know, you get scared, you get stressed. Oh, my kiddo's going to school. Oh, my gosh, I'm not going to see them all day. You know, oh, this is a new school for them. You know, and it can be at any age. Parents are parents. So you're right. It's like being able to watch your own stress and be aware of how that impacts them.
Exactly. You know, and if if you're stressed as a parent, then for sure the child is going to get stressed as well.
That makes total sense, because they're going to pick up on that big time, obviously. And, you know, like, when kids are going to school, do you have any, like, you know, I guess, thoughts on how to calm, you know, parental stress? So, like, you know, if a parent is stressed, you know, maybe, you know, mom or dad, you know, spends more time with the kids, is, you know, maybe working from home, and it's, you know, it's hard because they've had the whole summer and they get to see the kids. Is there any advice that you give parents to be able to calm those nerves?
I would say, and what I did was a lot of family time, you know, playing in the backyard, going to the bookstore, getting an ice cream, you know, stuff that takes away from, oh my goodness, the school year's starting, you got to get ready. No, you definitely don't do that. You know, take advantage of the summer, the nicer weather, and being able to spend some family quality time. You know, the fun stuff that, you know, a child will, you know, definitely react to in a positive manner. But, you know, if you're constantly worried about stress, about the new school year and, you know, your job, et cetera, your child's going to get stressed. So let's have the fun things, the family time, you know, and that should definitely help for sure.
I like that. You're being able to have the fun, the family time. It's not about quantity. It's about quality and making those things work. I like that a lot. Okay, cool. Yeah, so, okay. I want to ask you real quick before we segue into something else. Ideas on do you have some other books, I guess, up your sleeve that you're, like, wanting to write, or some other thoughts that you're wanting to put out, you know, as far as in book form?
Yeah, so I'm in the process of starting my second book. Of course, my daughter is the primary character on this. And I think it's a shift from the first book. You know, it brings together, you know, a lot more family interaction, family events. It's a very fun book that I think people would absolutely be able to relate to, no issue there.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it for sure. And I love the fact that Grace is, you know, the muse in all of these as well. And I like that. And I like just the concept of that as well. And it's so neat that you're able to tell those stories. And, you know, let's segue real quick to you, because I know that a lot of people are going to be very interested, in finding this book. Where, you know, how do we find you? How do we find the book?
Yeah. So, I have my website, www.davidvelosin.com. You know, on that site, it tells a little bit about myself, you know, it has, you know, a picture of me, et cetera. But it also has links to, you know, where you can find the book. Right now, my book is on Amazon, and there's a link from my website to where you can find it on Amazon.
And also, you know, if you're listening live, you know, it's live, but if you're listening in the podcast description, we'll also have that website where you can actually click on there and be able to go direct to that website. Real quick before we get a break, David, you know, when you started writing this, did it come easy, or, you know, did it flow, or did it take some time to write the book?
It definitely took some time. Being my first book and self-publishing it, it definitely took some time. You know, and, you know, putting my thoughts to paper was the first step in it all.
That's awesome. Yeah, the first book is always interesting. So definitely, I can definitely relate. So don't change the channel. We got lots more coming up, because David is going to offer his nuggets of wisdom. And I mean, with every author that I have on Live Your True Life Perspectives, we always want to know what really matters to each one of these people that we interview, because it's so important. Because, you know, David has a story to tell. He also has these nuggets of wisdom that can really affect us in a very positive way. And that is really important to me. So definitely stay tuned, because we have that. And I think if you're a parent or a child that's listening to this, but definitely for all you parents out there, you know, it's tough. I mean, and there's emotions, and, you know, going back to school is not always easy. And so there's a lot of different things that go along with this. And so A Desk to Lean On is definitely a book that could be a really good choice to be able to read with you and your kids together for that quality time. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I've been talking with David, and we've been talking about his new book, A Desk to Lean On. And, you know, now is the time where we're going to talk about the golden nuggets, because I know that David's got some of these. So, David, a couple of golden nuggets of wisdom that you would like to share with the Live Your True Life family.
Sure. So the first would be, you know, give your child the support structure that they need in however manner works for your child. You know, it may not work best for the parent, per se, to help guide their child, but, you know, whatever works best for their child to get over a specific challenge or hurdle, that's the best approach to take. That would be one area to focus in on. Another one would be, you know, bringing up a parent's own experiences. I know I've already said it, but I just want to reiterate it again. It's very important that a child can relate to their parents. And if a parent can bring up memories that occurred during their childhood, new school, new job, whatever it happens to be, as long as the child can relate to it, it can help. It can definitely help for sure.
I love that. And I also love the fact of, David, of how you, within this book, to me, it's also about that support system. It's about locating that support system, allowing your kids to have that support system, and then allowing for that family of support. I think that's really important.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's friends, family, people are around. You know, they love you. They want to support you. You know, no matter what the challenge is, it's just I can't emphasize enough how important it is as a parent to support your child in the best manner that works for them.
I also think another aspect, too, is that I think in any situation, when we're going through a new experience, however old we are, however young we are, I think that in the moment, it can be very fearful. It can be very scary, and it's hard to kind of take a step back. But I think that I also like the fact of how, you know, in the book, you know, you as the father kind of take a step back in that moment. And I think that this is also something that it's hard to do. Because we want to take charge, we want to safeguard, we want to, you know, we want to do all this stuff. But I think that's also something, too, that I find good, that resonates with me, is that I think being able to step back in a situation saying, okay, eventually this is going to get solved. You know, eventually my kiddo is going to go to school, or eventually my kiddo is going to find solace and is going to be fine. But in the moment, let me be able to step back just so they can go through this on their own. It might take an hour. It might take a day. It might take a few days. But I know that eventually this is going to be solved.
Yeah, it will. It should eventually work itself out. You know, as a parent, you obviously know your child the best. You know what works for them. You know the type of personalities they have. And I think the parent just needs to be able to proactively react, if you will, to their child situation, and adjust the parent should adjust their own thinking and their own processing in the manner that best helps their child.
Definitely. And so I have a question for you, David. Once you write your second book, are you willing to come back on the show?
Absolutely. I had a wonderful time here, Ashley. Absolutely count me in, for sure.
Awesome. David, I appreciate you being on here, because I think that your book really resonates and is going to really help a lot of kids, a lot of adults, and bringing together some quality time as well, reading the book together, but also, you know, being able to support each other and understanding that no matter how young, we all have feelings, and it's important to respect those feelings.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Just be there for your children. That's the most important message here.
David, thank you so much. And, you know, for everybody that's listening to the show, you know, definitely we're going to, you know, it's on the radio, it's live on the radio, but then later on we have a podcast. So definitely checking out the podcast, Live Your True Life Perspectives. We're on, you know, all aspects of podcasts, everything from Spreaker to Stitcher to Spotify to iHeart to, you know, everything to Apple podcast as well. So don't miss that. There'll be even more information there. Also a link to where you can find David and also be able to buy a copy of the book. And in the meantime, just remember, it's all about, you know, it's all about being able to communicate. It's all about support. It's all about being able to lean on one another and having that support system. And I think that's what's gotten us through so much stuff. And if we're able to really find that support system and locate that, that's so advantageous. And for a child to be able to have that support system, not only gives them the feeling of being heard and the feeling of being there, but also they can see, like in this story, about how Grace realizes that she's been a support system for other people, and it also empowers them as well. So being able to even look at your own life, everybody that's listening, you know, you're empowering other people while people are helping you. You're there for them. They're there for you. You're leaning on them, and they're leaning on you, and this is really helping. So cultivating that support system, connecting with that support system, reaching out, even if you're far away from them, you can always go on FaceTime. You can always get on the phone. So stay tuned. We got a great show for you coming up next. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com. And in the meantime, tune back into the show. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-3684.